NA1SS, NA1SS, AD9UPS, Kilo Bravo 9, Uniform Papa Sierra, calling on schedule. NA1SS, NA1SS, KB9UPS, Kilo Bravo 9, Uniform Papa Sierra, North Swan in Streeter, Illinois, calling on schedule, over. My name is Steve, KB9UPS, and we're here at North Lawn in Streeter, Illinois. And one more time with a signal, we're reading you 5-9 right now. Go ahead.
We're reading you 5-9 as well. It's good to hear from you. Also, I'm ready for questions when you get us.
Okay, Sonny, here goes the first one right here.
Hello, my name is Tiffany. How does it feel to know there's 200 miles between you and the Earth? Over.
Hi, Tiffany. That's a great question. It doesn't really feel like 200 miles, but when I look out the window, I can see all the tops of the clouds. So then you get the feeling that, wow, you're pretty far away. And we can also see the curvature of the Earth, so we know that the Earth is round and we are living on a beautiful, beautiful blue planet. Over.
Hello, my name is Kaylin. What is your greatest hope for the future of space technology? Over.
Hi, Kaylin. I think my greatest hope is that all the countries around the world will see that this is an amazing adventure to join in together and work together to put humans in space and potentially back to the moon and on to other places so we can investigate our own planet. Over.
Hello, my name is Emma. Did you want to be an astronaut when you were little? My name is Lincoln. What are some of the equipment you would use in your daily work on the space station, and how is it used to help you? Over.
Hi, Lincoln. We have all sorts of equipment up here, from exercise equipment for keeping our bone and muscle mass up, to a mass measurement device to make sure we can weigh ourselves, to science equipment, which we run all sorts of science equipment, including growing plants and growing protein crystals. So there's all sorts of equipment up here that we use on a daily basis.
Hello, my name is Bree. Would water float in space? Over.
Yeah, Brianna, I think you got cut out, but from what I'm reading, your question was, would water float in space? And as a matter of fact, it does. It's a spherical shape, and you can let it float around, and then eat it later on while it's floating someplace. So yes, water does float in space. Over.
Hello, my name is Madison. What was your first reaction when you saw the stars outside your space station window? Over.
Hey, Madison. We're only 300 miles away from the Earth's surface. So fast, big, and the same size. However, they're really, really clear because there's no atmosphere to get in the way for us to see them. So they're very shiny, and you can see outside millions and millions of stars. Over.
Hello, my name is Billy. What are some of the hardest challenges on a spacewalk? Over.
Hi, Billy. I think that some of the hardest challenges on a spacewalk is that it's just an unfriendly environment, and the suit is a little bit hard to work in. The suit has to be pressurized, so it's usually hard. The gloves are a little bit hard, and you need to do some fine dexterity work sometimes with your fingers, and the pressure of the suit makes that a little bit difficult. But translating around in space is no problem, and even moving big, heavy objects around in space is no problem because they really don't weigh anything. Over.
NA1SS, KB9UPS.
Hello, my name is Shane. What if someone breaks a bone in space? What do you do to fix it?
My name is Riley. Do you ever have free time? If so, what do you do during it? Over.
Hi, Riley. Sometimes on the weekends we have some free time. Every moment isn't scheduled because we're up here for 6 months or so. And so on the weekends, sometimes we write emails to our family or watch a movie or even we're able to make an internet-type phone call to our families. Over.
Hello, my name is Austin. When you're outside the space station, do you feel like you're drift off? Over.
Hi, Austin. Well, yeah, but we have, when we're working outside, we do have tethers to hold us because you are right.
is obvious that this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, but what kind of disadvantages does living on board the space station have? Over.
It's a wonderful, amazing experience, but we do have to watch out for our health because we don't have gravity to make sure our bones and our muscles stay stressed and intact while they are while we're on the ground. So we have to work at making sure we stay fit and in shape by doing a lot of exercise. Also, there is a higher dose of radiation up here, which we have to be conscious of, particularly when we have solar storms. Over.
Hello, my name is Drew. Is working outside of space really like the training you did in the pool? Over.
Hi, Drew. As a matter of fact, it is. Our pool is pretty big, and we have a really great mock-up of the space station in the pool. And so we practice all of our translation tasks in the pool, and it's just like it is outside on the space station. Some of the objects are a little bit different, but most of it is very accurate to the pool training. Over.
Hello, my name is Shayna. Being in space can be lonely. What kinds of things do you bring on the ISS to remind you of home? Over.
Hi, Shayna. You're absolutely right at times because sometimes you look out the window and miss your family. And I have lots of pictures of my family and a couple pictures of my dog, as well as every now and then they link up television shows that we like to remind us of home. I particularly like Frasier and Cheers, so I get to watch that when I work out. Over.
Hello, my name is Caleb. When you're on the shuttle going through Earth's atmosphere, do you control the shuttle's rockets, or do the people on control them?
Well, coming through the Earth's atmosphere, that is all actually preloaded into the computer system calculated by the people on the ground. Once we get on the what we call the heading alignment code to line us up with the runway, then the people in the shuttle fly the shuttle to the ground.
Hi, my name is Jenna. Can the ISS be hit by space debris and still be able to function? Over.
Hi, Jenna. As a matter of fact, yes, it can, but it depends on what size it is. Most of the material on the outside is made for that to protect us because they know that there is stuff floating around out here, and so we are still able to function. However, if there's big pieces, we are also able to maneuver and change our attitude to avoid it. Over.
Hello, my name is Troy. Is it bad for your body to go into space and come back many times? Over.
Hi, Troy. Well, I think we're still trying to figure that out. If you go up a long period of time, you're more likely to get higher doses of radiation, and that is sort of bad. But we don't have a lot of concrete evidence to tell us exactly how much and how long is really bad for you. Over.
Hello, my name is Cassie. How do you store enough oxygen to survive so long in space? Over.
Hi, Kathy. Well, there's a couple things. We do have oxygen that comes up in tanks, and then we also make oxygen by just splitting water in a process called electrolysis. From H2O, you can get pure hydrogen and pure oxygen, and that's how we make oxygen to live here for extended periods of time. Over.
Hello, my name is Jordan. Can you really see the Grand Canyon and the Great Wall of China from space? Over.
Hi, George. As a matter of fact, just the other day I saw the Grand Canyon. It was a nice, beautiful day over by Las Vegas, and I was able to see the Grand Canyon, took a picture of it. I haven't seen the Great Wall of China yet. I know one of the former astronauts has taken a picture, so you absolutely can see it, but I haven't been able to spot it yet, but I'm looking for it. Over.
Hello, my name is Brandon. Is it difficult sleeping when you're strapped in? Can you turn it off? Over.
What is the most important and or interesting thing that you have ever learned from being an astronaut? Over.
I think the most important and interesting thing that I've learned is looking back at our Earth and seeing that there really are no borders between any of the countries and the land masses down there. And we're all just human beings all working together. Over.
Okay, Sully, that's all of our questions. We've got one last thing for you up there from North Lawn and St. Anthony.
Money from Worldwide St. Anthony School.